think we're showed qualities we have as a group today. I think the players we had out affected us a little bit. Presence of Scott Dann, Connor Wickham, Skipper a little bit, although he hasn't been featuring a lot. When you come to places like this, you need that kind of experience and quality. Having said that, the game was won by tiny margins, and they went against us today, and we should have done slightly better in them.
It wasn't a classic Crystal Palace performance. You've done very well away from home recently, and obviously were tipped up before coming here today. But you came very close to at least getting a point today. Hugo Lloris had to make a couple of good saves. You hit the woodwork as well. Were you a little bit disappointed, actually, that you didn't get that little bit of good fortune?
Yeah, the goal is the goalie part of it is not good fortune, because they're two unbelievable saves and he's paid to make those saves. But, you know, their goal should have been prevented. Our goalkeeper should have saved it. And in those 3 minutes, the game was lost. We should have scored. He makes an unbelievable save. They have a chance at the other end. Our keeper should save it, and it's a goal, and we lose.
You mentioned the presence of Scott Dann. What was the issue there? Why wasn't he available today?
It's like calf strain yesterday, and we wasn't going to risk him for this game. Too many important games coming up. Don't think it's too serious, though.
It is a congested period, but you've already mentioned that you've lost a few players because of injury. Has today, though, showed that you've still got a high-quality squad? Because, I mean, you competed very well with Tottenham for most of the game.
Of course. I think their manager would be very, very pleased with those 3 points, even if we wasn't at our best today. I thought they played well, and they needed to today. But in certain situations, slightly better than us. I didn't think they deserved to win, but if it was a points boxing match, you'd probably have them coming out on top.
What do you say to Alex McCarthy, knowing that he was probably guilty of an error for the goal?
To improve, to understand that you've got to make that save. And it's difficult for goalies because they don't see a lot of action and they're decided and judged by those moments, unfortunately. And he's got a lot of competition in the background. Next game, he's going to be under pressure.
Alan, what do you think would have been a fair result today?
I think we should have got a draw today. A 1-1, a 0-0. I couldn't see Tottenham scoring two, if I'm honest. I knew what would happen when they scored. They would have been wary of us and would have defended. And even in that period, we had time to score a couple of chances. But we couldn't really fashion a clean-cut one.
How are they feeling in that?
I think they're feeling the pain of defeat. And knowing that with just a little more quality, a little bit more concentration, because that's the level this team's at. This team can compete in the middle of this table. I have no doubt about that. If it wants to be in the top seven, got to win more margins than we did today.
Wilfred came off at half time. You made a replacement. Is that purely tactical with Fraser coming on, or was he feeling something, Wilf?
No, I didn't think he was playing very well. The standards that he sets himself, Wilfred wasn't doing enough to get on the ball, wasn't defending well enough, and he needs to learn from that. His concentration levels every week have to be spot on. He's a fantastic player, can create all sorts of trouble. Didn't really cause him a problem in the first half.
You look at these two games and you talk about the small margins. It could have been Man City and Tottenham, this one today. I mean, it could have been so much different. Fractions, really, aren't they? I mean, that's the cruel nature, I suppose, of football at this level.
But only a good team can get themselves in that position. And we got to hope that over the season we're going to get those margins to go our way and win more than we lose. I think we're even win or lose. And tough games we've had. We'll have to take that, but improve on it.
But you get great admiration for the way you go about. I mean, there's not many, what is it, one draw I think you've had since you've been here? You either draw or win. I mean, that's because you go for games. I mean, you must take a lot of pleasure out of that, because you give pleasure.
Well, we was having a spell where it looked like we were always going to score. And then probably, you know, one of the few times we really got on top, I thought. And then we just opened the door and they capitalised. And that's sometimes how you win games at home. For all the pressure you get, all the possession, it's sometimes on a breakaway that opens the door.
And any injuries coming back soon? I mean, you said Scott's maybe not too bad, but anyone
else? Yeah, I hope the skipper comes back soon, and Scotty. Connor, we still think, is a couple of weeks away. Wardy's 4 or 5 weeks. We're disruptive back four. I thought they did terrific today. I put them together really on the board. No work together. So fair play to them.